свете есть такой народ, он пашет целый год. И несмотря на сто забот, он весь.
As I mentioned, you know, there are millions of Russians in the United States legally with all kinds of opinions about this election, about the international situation. They also happen to live in places where the Trump name is plastered on high-rise buildings all over the skyline. Take Sunny Isles Beach in Dade County, Florida, called Little Moscow. The Russian community there, particularly business owners and people who live in Trump buildings, just love the Donald. Someone who can personally testify to this is Marika Odden, who's a reporter with WLRN. Marika, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you. Hello.
Do they buy the stories that you know, Trump is involved with the oligarchs, or that Putin prefers Trump, or that there's some sort of direct connection with the hack that's taken place of Democratic emails?
They didn't really tell me that they were buying the story that there was a direct connection. But what they certainly do think and do feel like is that Vladimir Putin would prefer Trump to be president. They feel that there are similarities between them, that they like each other, that they get along well, and that they have the same interest. And that would be better relations between Russia and the United States. So with the people in Sunny Isles Beach who I talked to, those comments that Trump made about possibly lifting the sanctions, about recognizing Crimea as Russian, the annexed Ukrainian peninsula, that goes down very well with the people there. And they want the sanctions to go away because their business there really depends on Russian tourists coming in, on Russian people investing in the area.
I believe that most of the Russians probably will vote for Trump. The reason being is that they know what he did, what he achieved. They know he's a person that likes to achieve his goals.
So there's a domestic angle and there's a sort of personality angle. Who's that who's speaking and who does he represent, do you think?
Well, that is Eli Nektarlov. His agency, he has 100 agents and 70 of them are Russian speakers. So that's quite a lot. And he's worried because his business is not going so well these days. And he's supporting Trump because he feels that that would be very good for Russian-U.S. relations. He wants the sanctions to be lifted by the United States. But he also feels that Trump would be a great president because he feels that as a businessman, Trump knows how to run a country. And he told me that he feels that because Trump has been all over the world, he would probably take the best of what the world has to offer and introduce it in the United States.
Interesting perspective. And Nektarlov there with his army of real estate agents, you might say one of them here, Ann Abraham, is kind of a canvasser for Trump on some level. Listen to this.
They both very strong and solid leaders. They both very straightforward, very powerful inside. You know, it's a kind of power that you even feel like when you watch the TV, you already feel it. And they both very great negotiators. And I think they kind of like each other.
Exactly what we heard here in New York. Who is Ann Abraham? And does she represent a group of people who votes?
Anna Abraham is a green card holder, actually. She came to the United States, she told me, 7 years ago from the Russian city of St. Petersburg. And she feels very sorry that she cannot actually vote for him this time. And she drew this line between Vladimir Putin and Trump. So she feels they could get along and that they could together do a lot of good for the United States, which she considers home. And actually also Eli Nektarlov considers home. So they're very invested into the fate of the United States, and they do feel that Trump would be a great choice.
Do you think in a close election in Florida that this constituency would have any voter power to move the needle one way or another?
That's very hard to say. According to U.S. Census 2010, just over 7% in that area were Russian-speaking. It's also not clear how many of them actually can vote because you have people that come here and stay, but you also have people who have invested in a second home, maybe. They're scared away by the visa ban that is in place for some Russians due to the Ukrainian conflict. They're scared by banking restrictions that have been placed on some Russian banks. So even those Russians who are not affected by those sanctions, they are scared away by hearing a lot of rumors, and that's their main concern.
Marika Odden, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Some great reporting there from Marika Auden, who's a reporter with WLRN in Miami.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.